Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this. Philly Shine, Tuesday night. Time to have some fun with me. Got my co-host for the night. Introduce yourself to everybody.
Buck Bandit Reno, BBTV, baby.
Shout out to BBTV in the building. Check that out, BBTV Magazine. Wait a minute. BBTV.
Buck Bandit. Magazine.
I got it. I can do it.
Go ahead.
Hey. Do just got a little tongue twisted or whatever. I'm in such a good mood. But it's buckbanditvmagazine.yolasite.com. Know that shit by heart. Big ups to you. We will have some fun showing off my peoples or whatever, showing love. Big ups to Jay Millie. She said she on air now, too.
Yes, sir.
Much love, Jay Millie, over there in the West Coast. West Coast love to my girl. But we're going to have some fun tonight. You know what I mean? We got a little topic-y topic. I'm going to mellow it out. No freaky stuff. You know, we done freaked it out on the show lately. It's been crazy, you know what I mean? From naming your, check out the past episode. We've been in, but tonight I wanna know, how picky can you be when you're picking your music, like as an artist, and like for the relationship, the little other side, how picky can you be when picking a partner? Like,
oh yeah, that's a good one.
Like, how,
I'm picky. How, what about you? Won't you answer that question?
Which one? The music or the partner?
The music first.
Now, I'm like, I have to feel it. Like, I cannot be on anything whack or that I don't feel like.
But how do you know it's whack? Everybody got different tastes.
Yeah, everybody has an opinion. And, like, even if somebody else don't like it, if I picked it, that's my final answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how picky I am. I'm so picky, I won't even change my mind. I can't change my mind. Like,
okay.
I will not at all. Like, I don't care if you don't like it.
What about on the other side? What about on the relationship side? Are you very picky? How picky are you?
I'm super picky. Like, I have to be... I'm sorry, but, like, I'm like, queen, big baby. Like, I will always be that. Like, I can't, I will have a tantrum. I'm super picky. I want everything right. So,
no, but
perfect.
As far as when you're picking a person, like, what makes you say, you know what, I want you? Or what makes you say, no, I'm good? Like,
you got to make me feel good. Like, you gotta do me first. Like, I'm not a type of girl, like, that's going to get all excited about meeting a guy walking down the street or meeting a guy in a bar, because I know he doesn't know me that well to even give me what I want from him, you know what I'm saying, or what I'm going to accept. So, yeah, it takes time and everything. Like, it's never an instant thing where I'm like, oh, damn. Like, I look at guys and be like, whoa, them looks sexy, or I love your eyes, or
you kind of
like
going
that,
around it a little bit. You kind of beating around the question.
I'm not beating around it. It's me. All right,
well, look.
Seriously, it's just you got to treat me. That's how picky I am. I'm not gonna pick you until you make me feel good. Like,
what would make you pick them to be able to be the one to get in that position to know you? What would make you pick them?
I don't fucking know. They gotta be like, is it fireworks in their pocket?
Oh,
I don't know.
Hell out of
it. You got some fucking fireworks on deck. Where, you know what I mean?
How many times has that happened to you so far? The fireworks.
Oh, fireworks happens all.
Or am I getting? If I'm getting you in trouble, you ain't gotta answer the
ain't
question.
Ain't nobody getting in trouble.
Oh,
shit.
All right.
Fireworks always happen, and I feel like, why settle for less? You know what I'm saying? Most people will be like, I'm going to keep fucking him because the dick is good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, talking about, I will never, ever forget. This shit was like a moment. I felt like it was like a step back for women everywhere. Like, even the women who didn't even hear it. Like, on some, if a tree fell in the woods and nobody was around, would you still hear it? You know what I'm saying?
Still
Shorty.
Still make a sound, yeah.
Do it still make a sale. So, like, Shorty was like, we had a party. Shorty, this girl walked by. She had this banging purple dress and shit. So it's like four or five girls that I was with. One of the girls, and she walked by. We all like, damn, that's a hot dress. Like, what's up, girl? You look nice today, or whatever. And then the other girl, as soon as she was out of earshot, she was like, yeah, I'm fucking her husband, and I'm going to keep doing it because the dick is good.
Damn.
I was like,
what
the fuck?
Damn,
oh, what,
you,
shit.
You remember who that was?
I ain't going to say no names.
You tell me after the show is over.
I ain't going to say no names because I think that was even, like, the last conversation I had with her in my life and shit. Like, other than that, I was just, like, on some high and by shit. Like, because I'm like, shorty, your mind is somewhere else. Like, I don't even understand. But, you know what I mean? I just really, really think that we all should do better, because I've actually, and I've shared the story on Philly Shine, like, had a situation where, you know, you try to rush a little bit and you want it right now, or you think it's all that, but then you come up short, and then finding when you take your time and shit is fireworks. You know what I mean? That's what you get. Who wouldn't want fireworks?
Everybody wants fireworks. At the same time, I kind of think, you know what I'm saying, people don't look for that, really, when you're going to pick a guy. If a guy walking up to you, you ain't going to look for no fireworks. It's something that's going to catch your interest to make you say, you know what, I'm going to pick that dude.
I mean, yeah, like, if you somebody
whether he got a nice
somebody,
car?
Yeah, not even a nice car, that's bullshit. Not even, like, if somebody introduced you to somebody, like, yeah, you'd be like, oh, all right, y'all do the same thing, or y'all got the same head, y'all both like sports, or y'all both cute, whatever, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, but I'm just saying, like, before, when you take your things a step further, like, you're choosing that person to be your girl or whatever, that's not something that you do when you first meet a person. Like, you don't, when you meet a person, like, oh, all right, that's going to be my wife. Like, people say that's happening. I don't know. Like, that shit. I don't know. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. Everybody do what they want, but I'm just saying, why not?
You know,
let me get some fireworks popped in. I like fireworks. I like the freaky stuff that people be talking about, and they seem like they have fun. Like, shout out to my boy Key West. He got this little real explicit song.
Key West.
As long as it's explicit as hell. But everybody has fun, but I'm just saying, like, let's just get better. Like, you know, let's get better. We all can just, I swear, if I was to be a regular bitch, or not even a regular bitch, or the bitch people would want me to be, as I'm walking down the street, every nigga that tried to holler at me, I gave my number out to him or whatever, I wouldn't get shit done. Like, who does that? Like, what does that even, what does that even mean? People try to crack on me, don't even look at me in my eyes. They just see the ass, and they just, like, that's it. Like, come on now.
You can't blame them.
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying, like, come the fuck on now. Let's be serious. But shout out to my motherfucking peoples. We got some new music on deck for the night for my boy, Bandarino. Fuck Bandarino.
Yeah.
He's up there letting it out of the bag. He can sing, produce, this, that, and the third. Big up. Big ups to you. Big ups to my boy, Lou Ryder. He's been on his grind, coming to Philly June 6th. It is so going down. Like, we're going to have a motherfucking ball, give away some panties, some Victoria's Secret panties.
What color?
Flyers.
What color?
Oh, whatever. I don't know. Multicolors. We're going to get a bunch of colors.
Don't be giving nobody no doo-doo brown colors. You know they got to be sexy.
Whatever. If it was a brown color, brown is sexy.
Nah, not with
you. If you buy Victoria's Secrets, it's going to be hot. So I don't know what you talking about.
Okay. Well, I don't wear it, so I don't know. But brown just seemed like a bad color to buy.
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, I don't know. But we're going to have it. We're going to do it real big. Mississippi, welcome to Philly. Shout out to El Rada. I'm going to definitely get a chance to show off her music. She's an artist from Baller House Entertainment. Big ups to her. She has the El Rada dancers. They be doing a little pussy popping and, you know what I mean, going all the way in, the booty shaking music. So she's going to be in Philly too. So it's going to be that. So I think I might even be mellow out the whole month, because it's going to get crazy at Mill Creek June 6th. Like, Diamond Spotlight has never been planned like this before. So it's going to be a little different. At the end of the night, this past Sunday, we had so much fun. You know what I'm saying? It was uncut version. And I got to talk to Corona to see what he filmed, because I don't want to release the footage. We was cutting up. Somebody's shirt came off. All right. Back to Philly Shine. But we're going to mellow it out for the whole month because, like I said, June 6th, we bring in my boy Lou Rider to town. I'm about to get ready to take my ass outside, have me a little happy hour, a couple drinks more. I've been drinking on my own. But this is, like I said, we're going to smooth it out. And I'm also welcoming Emotional Reactions back to Philly Shine tonight.
Okay.
So let's check out Lou Rider's Happy Hour Lovin'. I kind of help with this song. Much love to you, Lou. Big up.
Shorty got a rabbit on, looking like bright as old lady. I'm about to pop up, put it on, yeah. Living like some love, there. I'ma spin it round. Take a look at my gift and strip it down. Yeah, she know it, she confident. Her body's just to show it, I'm taking it. I'ma put her around my way. Take her up the stairs and lay her in that bed. Doing what I say.
Gosh, I love that song. Shorty got a rabbit on. I'll be wanting to sing, but I know I'm horrible, like tone deaf. Shout out to Lou Rider, my baby. Check him out, LOUWRITR. And definitely, definitely check out the girl, El Rider. And she's saying Rider. Lou Rider is his name, Writer. But Ryan is also from Mississippi, and they got that little sexual, I mean, tension going on. So we're going to keep it you know what I mean, calm. You know what I mean? We're going to have it calm this next month because, like I said, June 6th is going all the way down. It's getting crazy. Shout out to all the artists who came out this past Sunday, which was really amazing.
How was that? How was that?
Whoever listened in on Philly Shine, I know it was crazy. Shout out to MAS underscore LO, who held me down, co-hosting a little bit. Shelliano, Cashback. Shout out to Miss P. Her performance was phenomenal. Shout out to Toxic, the astronaut. Shout out to Scarlett, my little cousin. Seema, my host. Seema and Didi. Didi, I got something for you, mama. Definitely was killing it. Like, it was beautiful. Philly It Girl was in the building. Great Dane was in the building. Fresh Boy Dino, Hannibal, Zor Money, Doula, I Had a Storm was in the building. Young June, Key West, Vinny Blanco. Oh, my goodness. CEO Hope, CJS Photography. I could go on and on, and I am, you know what I'm saying, because it was a real nice event. Shout out to everybody who came through, and also my boy Ace Spitz. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go into his track while we wait for Walt the Shields, and the other cast members of EmotionalReactions.net. Like I said, I'm going to keep it cool because there's a lot of things simmering around me. I'm going to simmer down. Check out EmotionalReactions.net. And this is Ace Spitz, y'all.
Demons in my
I love that. That's just definitely a good beat. Shout out to my boy Ace Spitz. Came through this Sunday. Diamond Spotlight, it went down. Everybody call in. Thank you so much. This is Philly Shine Tuesday night. We having a little fun. And like I said, I'm going to mellow it out. We even got wild. And I guess a lot of people are lucky. And I want to also introduce my first guest for the night, Walter DeShields, star of Emotional Reactions, the stage play. Welcome to Philly Shine.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're lucky we done mellowed out. So, but definitely welcome to the show. We're going to talk about your character in the show, show you off, and also the topic for the night, everybody, is how picky can you be when choosing, I guess, whatever you're doing in your work or your partner? I have a caller who pressed the number one, which tells me that you have something you want to say, you want to show off on Philly Shine. We're going to shout out to 516-852. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? My name is Lou Rockmore. I was just on Twitter. I got your tweet. Call in. So.
Okay. Okay, definitely. I'll follow you right back on Twitter. Won't you shout out your Twitter information for everybody?
My Twitter is Lou Rockmore. That's LUROCMORE. With the ad in front of it, Lou Rockmore. You can find me. I follow everybody back. So if you press the follow button, I'm following it back.
And you're an artist?
I'm an artist myself. I got the link on my profile page. And
okay,
I got the MySpace page. And you can find it on YouTube also.
How picky can you be when choosing like the music that you're doing or whatever?
Well, when it comes to the music, I'm more on content, the substance. Well, what are we talking about? Like I'm a '90s music head. So Tupac, Biggie Smalls, all those type of joints, anything with substance, the society. Topics on society, females, black men in America, things like that. The music that's going on today, I still rock with too, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the materialistic, the objects, all that stuff, I'm not really into that. But when it comes to music of, I'm not into the Malcolm X rap either.
I understand. So you just want to have like a message.
I want to hear something that I could rock with that's on my day to day life. Something that I deal with on my day to day.
You can relate
life.
To.
Basically,
you
want to rap with a concept. You want to song with a concept.
All right, that's what's up. I appreciate that, and thank you for tuning in. The show is 4 nights a week. I stay in touch with you on Twitter and everything. You're welcome
definitely.
To listen.
And let
you
me.
Make the way I
how
make
can I find it online? Questions. You streaming online?
Yeah. I'll send it to you on Twitter right now.
Right,
but it's also for everybody listening in, is blogtalkradio.com/honestfire. So just like the Twitter, I keep it simple for everybody to look me up. But back to everybody who's tuning in, thank you for all the callers. If you have something to say, I will get to you. Just press the number one and I'll open up your line and we'll ask you the topic question. You get to say something and a little hello to my guest for the night. Like I said, I'm showing love to Emotional Reactions. Check out emotionalreactions.net. The website is beautiful. Everybody is so, I mean, it's just a very well put together cast. Walter, how do you feel, first of all, being a part of such a beautiful cast? I've been stalking you guys for the longest. I guess you're kind of lucky because I was sometimes even drooling over. I'm a real bitch. Like, if I fucking like something, I'm going to love it. Like, I'll tell you I like it. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, no.
Right.
Call me Joe if you want to. I got more money. I don't give a fuck. But,
cool.
Walter, how do you feel being a part of this cast?
And being around all them sexy ladies.
Ooh, you don't even know, man. It's a good look. It really is. I remember rehearsing for it not long ago, and I was looking at the stage and looking at all these women on the stage, and it's like amazing. They are gorgeous. I mean, just gorgeous. So I'm blessed. I'm cool with that. It helps me focus. So it's a good look. It's a
good
look.
Keep you on your job.
That's funny that it helps you focus. You're actually the one who everybody says, like, you have a breakout star. You are the one that can't nobody even hold it together when you're on stage. Can you please tell us, like, how are you able to have that type of effect on your cast members? We've gotten them over the past couple of weeks on Philly Shine, and they all unanimously said that.
Right. It's I'm a loose person, and I'm a loose actor on stage, so I like to go into I like to go on stage and just give that energy to everybody. So I like trying different things, and sometimes when I try new and different things on stage, it catches the cast off guard, and we have some fun with it. I try not to take them too much out their character, but I like to keep it fresh and energetic for them, so they don't know what to expect. So when I get on stage, they're giving their natural reaction. They're giving their real reaction. Like,
emotional,
I can't believe.
Emotional reaction. That's the name of the play, Emotional Reactions. I see it's a lot of callers from out of town online, but please get to Philly. We're talking about some real, real heavy things. The cast is beautiful. J. Raina Smith is the writer. If you've listened to the show, check out the archives. She went in. Y'all kind of know. You get excited about it. But I want to open up a caller who's been listening in, person number 1-813-373. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 813. You pressed the number
Yo, on a fire. What's good?
What's good? Who's this? What's your name? Who's this?
You already know who it is. Introduce me.
Now I've gotten lazy with having that.
Oh, okay
live.
Now.
So,
okay now.
Show, live show.
Tell everybody
okay, who
you are. All right, we got DJ J3 at Squad DJs.
Okay.
We in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? My dog, I forgot my phone number, but it's all good. I'm still calling in, representing on the Honest Fire Show. Shout out to all the callers on the line, man. We just swinging through the At Squad DJ Radio Network tonight. What's up?
Okay, yeah, definitely big ups. All right, my brain is faulty, but shout out to J3 holding it down down in Tampa. Big ups to you, my dude. I was listening in, but I got a little busy earlier tonight, and I couldn't tune in. He's a hard-working DJ, y'all. Shout out to you, DJ J3.
Oh, shout out to you, Miss Honest Fire, a.k.a. forget the name, shout it.
Goddamn. Name me with us. Don't call me Brooke. Like. But I asked you, J3. Like, I already know that you're picky when it comes to music or whatever. Let's slow it down for you. I'm going to ask you this question, and I got to get back to Walter the Shield. And we also have some more cast members from Emotional Reactions, the stage play. Y'all can check out emotionalreactions.net. Beautiful website. I love it. J3, how picky can you be when it comes to choosing a lady? And Reno, I'm going to have you. You're my co-host for the night. You have to help me interview the artist. I mean, the actual actors from the stage playing.
Got you.
Okay, good. J3, you got me?
Okay, how picky am I when it comes to choosing a woman?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's simple.
She wifey.
When you, how you know that?
All right, look, when she wifey material, you as a man, you know when you see something, you know.
Oh, okay.
Now, what makes you say that's wifey material? I'm going to pick her.
Well, see, From a visual standpoint, just by looking on the outside, I've learned to get over that. Ain't no such thing as a wifey look. You feel me? Because the ones that look like the wifey end up being the dirt bag.
I'm not talking about the look, Mr. Greeno. I'm talking about.
So I wasn't talking about the look. I mean, like, picky.
Yeah.
You got to be able to pick the person to be able to be picky. What makes you?
Listen, of course the fucking book gotta. All right, we're not judging the book. I'm saying, all right, the saying, I think, don't judge a book by its cover is don't think you know every the fuck thing about the person from the outside looking good. Of course, the person gotta look good, smell good, whatever good, for you to even get anywhere. That's
yeah.
A trainer.
But you know what? What I've come to do, man, I like to pick out the African diamonds instead of going for the American diamonds. What I mean by that is I like to pick the fives. I like the fours and the fives and turn them into nines and tens and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't go for the eights and tens no more. I like to build something. You know what I'm saying? It's like a Build-A-Bear campaign with me.
Shit, two nickels make a dime anytime.
He's a hard worker. He's a hard worker. He says he's going to build up. But, well, I'm going to ask you the topic question for the night. You know what I'm saying? How, because it's on both ends. I try to have both spectrums when it comes to the topic. We go into the relationship, the sex topic. But also it's got to be about your art. Because everybody, 9 times out of 10, who call in the show are in the field of entertainment or whatever. So for you, well, how picky can you be when it comes to picking a project? And just tell us about yourself as an actor. Are you just an actor? Do you slash this, slash that?
Right.
You know?
I am just an actor. That's what I do. I don't sing. I don't dance. I don't do any of that. but I'm a stage and film actor. So that's where I'm at, and I've loved that for a long time. I've been doing it for almost 20 years now. So that's where my passion is. But when I pick a project, I am picky. And people might laugh because, especially my friends and some of my colleagues, because I'm in something all the time. I work hard as hell, you know, to stay working. But I can't pick projects where it's going to be a bad reflection on me. And people don't understand this, especially for actors. A good actor can pick a bad project and look real bad in that project. You know what I'm saying? You ever see one of your favorite actors in a movie and they look horrible in it? It ain't because they can't act. It's because the shit that they picked was so whack. So I try to pick up stuff where it's going to make my talents come out. It's going to work to my strengths, that kind of thing, and challenge me. But I like to choose stories that relate to everybody, and if they don't relate to you, you can find some meaning into it. I'll tell you something. Oh, and maybe I can make you laugh because I love to make people laugh. So that's how I'm going.
That's so good. Is your character a character to make people laugh? An emotional reaction?
Yeah, I would have to say, without being biased to myself, I'm probably gonna make everybody laugh the most in this one. I'm definitely gonna shock the hell out of people. Yeah, you probably gonna fall off your seat messing around with me in this show. So yeah, I'm really, really gonna make everybody laugh, and you should enjoy it. It'll probably be your favorite parts of the show.
I wanted to ask a question.
Yeah.
Basically, out of all the characters that's in the show, I know you focused on yours the most, but do you feel as though the character that you play relates to you more than any of the other characters?
Yes and no. There are points where my character I can see is very relatable to me, in the most, and I've done some work to kind of make that even more so. But no, there are other characters in the show that I can understand. I understand John Wooten's character, who's the lead, Malachi. I understand him a lot, even though he's not the dude I want to be. But I can see where he's coming from.
So I relate to that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I can relate to Cheyenne, who's kind of crazy, but
hey.
Yeah, watch out. Everybody go online. Shout out to Jay Rayner Smith and Tiffany in the building.
Yeah, I can relate, though. I can understand where her feelings come from. And I can take something from everybody in the piece. But I think Jay Rayner asked me to do the part initially because she saw that me and Lee Michael Jackson III, that's my character's name, shared some interesting similarities. Yeah.
So how were you cast for the for the play? How were you cast for your character?
Well, I think Jay Rayner had a thought in mind about me, but I auditioned like everybody else. At least I read for the part, and you know, to see if I was comfortable with it and if it was actually a good fit. But me and Rayner go back a couple years now, even more than that, and we had worked together before. And when she had wrote the piece up, she called me up and asked me if it was something I wanted to do, and I said, well, I'm a ride, you my homie. Let's do it. And it just developed. It just developed, and so I read with some other folks, and we just took, you know, step by step.
So where do you see this production going, and would you work with Rayner in the future?
Well, I see this production going far, I see it making its way around the country. It's definitely that good. It's a quality show. It hits people on a lot of different emotions, like the title suggests. So I think that it can go as far as we want it to go. We could continue to do it on stage all around the country. We could do something with it on film. The potential is endless. And so I think people seeing it in Philadelphia is going to be able to push that word and encourage people around the country to try to bring it there. And definitely, I will work with Raina again. You know, we always brainstorming new ideas and what's next. And like I said, it's hard to make friends in this business because everybody got their own interest and that kind of thing. But Jay Raina comes the closest you can come to something like that. And so definitely will work.
She is super personable. I fuck with you a lot, Jay. Like, seriously, Jay Raina, you definitely the shit, girl. But it's definitely interesting. And like I said, you are that character everybody has said, wow, like who makes you lose focus? Hands down, every one after another, a person is told that said it was you. But
I appreciate that.
We want to take some time and play a little bit of music real fast. Shout out to my people going so hard, going so crazy. I am going to go with y'all to New York this Saturday. We're going to get in a little bit more with the cast for Emotional Reaction. We have Jay Raina Smith on the line. We have Tiffany on the line. Shout out to Ronnie Graham soon calling in. Shout out to the X Squad DJs, all the support from you guys. Promoting Philly Shine all around the country is why I have the support that I do. Big up. And it's my boys, the See Me motherfucker. Love this joy.
Hey. Oh. Hey. Dallas, we going in, right? Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's hit it.
You see me motherfucker. Grab my attention. And I want those up and down, cause we always can't be.
Yeah.
You see me motherfucker.
Take a look at our wrist, of course, the diamonds always shine, cause we keep them all clean.
Yeah. You see me motherfucker.
More money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Ain't a dead nigga falling like this.
Hey. You see me motherfucker.
More money, more crime, more clips. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on
yeah.
me.
And they didn't want to fuck me, now they throwing me the Gucci. Then everything changed when they see me in that Louis. And I don't even pop them out, just let them give me Chewy. Send them back to their hubby like, nigga, don't touch me. I'm smooth like a Barbie hoe, flying like a bird. Get falling like an underarm, such as a deodorant. Top down, no test, everybody know it's him. Black on black, try to hold it down.
But you don't know it's him.
Rock star lifestyle, Mike, don't make it bitch. Don't bring your white top, nigga, I take it bitch. All that ice out, everybody know I'm rich.
What?
I never wipe out who the shit. That nigga dollar, that's all them hoes hollering. My money super thick, your money model thin. She don't suck it right, but she take a lot of dick. Get some coots, still a little loose, you know what it is.
I'm a resistant, and I went up and down, cause we always get bent.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker. Take a look at our wrist, across the diamonds, always shining, cause we keep them all lit.
Yeah.
You see me, more money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Ain't a dead nigga falling like this.
Hey. You see me, motherfucker.
More money, more crime.
Get it? I ain't gotta tell you what the time's at. We doing numbers like a time match. Big head, Ben, big head, Lens, big red. You looking through the smoke, you can spot me.
You see me, motherfucker.
So that's our resistance. And I went up and down, cause we always get bent.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker.
Take a look at our wrist, across the diamonds, always shining, cause we keep them all lit.
Yeah.
You see me, more money, motherfucker. I'm rich, ain't a dead nigga falling like this.
Hey. You see me, motherfucker.
More money, more crime, more clips. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on
yeah.
me.
Song, don't you, Reno?
Yeah, I fucked with that joint.
That joint is definitely crazy. We going in on the beautiful cast, emotionalreactions.net, playing some good music. Philly Shine, you know, it's a place where I show off myself and others. We get it in. And also on the line, we have Tiffany Barrett. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine, Tiffany.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing,
I'm such a fan of all you guys. Just, like, even reading your bios, they're so thorough. And definitely welcome to the show, honey.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm happy to be on. I'm happy to be on.
I'm part of the cast. Like, how do you feel? Like, y'all got the guys on the cast is a problem. Like, Walter, I like how calm you are. I appreciate it. They said watch out for you. I appreciate you taking it easy on me.
Yeah,
but,
he was behaving. He was behaving tonight. He was behaving, which is unusual for him. Walt and I have been acting together for years. And there's not a night that if I'm playing opposite him, he doesn't get me on stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the point where I have to bite the inside of my lip to not crack up at just the craziness of whatever he might bring. And, you know, that's what happens when you're working with a good actor and the actor that you can trust, the scene partner that you can trust. He trusts me enough that if he goes somewhere, I'm going to go right with him. And then the audience is falling out their seats.
So both of you guys were a part of the first production, because this is the second premiere. This is the Philadelphia premiere, but this is the second world premiere of Emotional Reaction. So you both were on the first one. I'm going to ask you both the question. I'm going to start with you, Tiffany. How was it, the first one of Emotional Reaction?
The first one, it was a blast. It was really, the first time around, there were 22 characters in the show. So when I say it was a blast, I mean it was a blast. It was crazy. It was just, you know, a little bit of everything. There was a lot of diversity in the cast. The script was a lot different than it is right now. The way the show exists, it's a lot smaller. It's more condensed. You really get to get into the story and the characters. Not saying that you couldn't do that the first time, but it was just this really huge undertaking, and it still was a phenomenal show. I mean, everybody loved it. We had almost sold-out shows both nights, and, you know, people were begging for it to come back around, which is why we had to bring it back so soon. You know, usually you want to take, you know, like 6 months. If you need to revamp a project, you want to take 6 months just to revamp it before you remount it. But we were under so much pressure, and we really just wanted to ride this momentum, so we just turned it around and got it right back out as soon as we could.
Well, that's good. So would you attribute that to having a real strong team?
Definitely, definitely. You know, the biggest part that I attribute it to is, you know, our producer, our executive producer, All-Star Publishing, and Ronald T. Starr. He just really is just amazing. I mean, he has the vision, and, you know, we go with it. We go with it. You know, without him, none of this is possible. So, you know, his support and his just believing in all of us as a team, you know, Raina as a writer, us as actors, you know, director, he just, you know, makes all of this possible. So when you have somebody like that behind you pushing you, you have no choice but to deliver, because you don't want to let somebody like that down, because if you don't have that support, woo, wreck.
And how about you, Walt? How do you feel about, you know what I mean, this second run and the first one, the first premiere?
The first one was really interesting and a lot of fun. Like Tiff just said, it was 22 people in the cast, which is the largest thing I ever did before as far as the cast. And so it was a lot of different personalities and a lot of I laugh at a lot of stuff, and some of the things at rehearsals, and it was just hilarious. Just watching how we all interacted and things like that. And we were backstage at the last place, and backstage was like crazy small, so we were like all up on each other. And I like to go too far sometimes, you know, so I'd be like in the girls' dressing room and, you know, just trying to get my tie fixed, but I was just trying to look. So, you know, we just had a good time that way. But like Tiff said, the cast is smaller now. And so the talent is even, there's a lot of the same people, but it's even better, You know what I mean? And we're having fun. We're having a good time. And we're really able to hone these skills that we have and use them to bring it, because this location that we're at is, I don't want to steal Tiff's thunder. She's talking about this, man, but it's so crazy. Like, it has to bring a very good show like this on a great space like that we're going to. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, they got VIP tickets, everybody. Go to emotionalreactions.net, hit up the little shopping cart, get your tickets.
Yeah, I wish I could be in VIP. I really, really do.
Yeah.
This is going to look good.
Ooh, yeah, we was working on that today. VIP is hot.
Okay.
We got surprises coming out the ass.
I like
VIP is going to be really hot. You know, it's a red carpet VIP reception. You know, the VIP seats are the best seats in the house. It's, you know, the front of the balcony. So it's like you right there. You're right there. All of the action is right in your face. And, I mean, like Walt said, the venue, the Baptist Temple Event Center, and it is a, you know, Temple University property. TU, shout out to all my owls out there. They just spent $30 million renovating the space. So there is not an obstructive view in the house. And, I mean, the space is just beautiful. It's awesome in that you're awestruck when you walk inside. I mean, beautifully appointed. I mean, wood floors, stained glass windows, the acoustics in the building. And for an actor, that is so important. You know, really on a serious note, overlooking everything, you really could do a show in that space and not be mic'd. I mean, for safety measures, you want to be mic'd, but it's so acoustically sound that you can hear everybody in the space. And, I mean, it's just beautiful. It's so beautiful. I can't wait to hit that stage.
I wanted to give a special shout-out to Tiffany Barry. I was just on your Facebook, so, yeah, shout-out. Definitely looking nice.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very
nice.
Much. I'll be trying, you know.
Yes.
That's what's up. Definitely, that's what's up. Shout out to everybody on the line. Like, we gotta all show each other love. Like, it's definitely serious. And when you have a team of people behind you helping you, you can get a lot of shit accomplished. Like, seriously, like, definitely big up to what you guys are all doing.
Yeah, definitely fire. The website is definitely hot. Can you give them the website one more time, please?
EmotionalReactions.net. Like, just the same way you spell it. Like, wait a minute, I want to know, Walt,
yeah.
Like, what is your favorite scene of the play? Like, without giving too much away, like, tell us, like, what is your favorite?
I'd have to say my favorite scene is the club scene. And I would give a lot away if I did, but it's a scene in the club, and it kind of just throws everybody off, and my character just is for some reason kind of wilding out, and there's a guarantee somebody's gonna get up and say, I can't take it, I'm leaving. Somebody will do that. It's gonna be hilarious. But that's my favorite scene, it's a big shocker. It's a big shock in this scene for everybody to see it.
All right, well, everybody look out for the club scene. It's gonna be official.
Now you are everybody listening, watching, and waiting for that club scene. Now, like, oh, what's gonna happen?
It's something crazy. It's something crazy. You'll love it. I guarantee it. You will.
No, we honest. We got a couple hands raised here too.
Right.
Let's check out some of the callers. I'm just going in right now. Definitely having a good time talking to the cast. Appreciate getting the chance to get to speak to you finally, Tiffany and you, Walt. But let's check up on a caller. We have 347 in the building. 347-961. That's my boy Vern from NY. What's up? Welcome. We lost him. All right, we're going to go 215-298. And then the other caller we have, if you want to say something, if you press the number 1, I'll know to open up your line and you can join into the show. But 215-298, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Honest Fire, what's up, man? It's the Morning Show. What's good, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. How you doing? Show up. Tell everybody about your show real fast.
I mean, I got a Schizo Morning Show broadcasting live every day from 9 to 1 on ueradiolive.com. That's, I'm saying, the internet radio site. For all those who have the iPhone, we got the iPhone app. You know, we did a little bit of research. We got it done. So put iPhone.ueradiolive.com, and you can be able to listen to your phone, man. If you miss out on this, man, you're going to listen to some gut-busting, hilarious, fun, you know what I'm saying? Try to keep it wholesome. You know, it's internet radio, so when you hear that, people think, I mean, they got to say curse words, but, I mean, I got a lot, 5,000 viewers yesterday alone, so, you know, we're doing real major things, man. What's up with you, though? I got a call to you live.
Yeah, definitely, it's cool. We sitting here showing off the cast of Emotional Reactions.
Okay.
Stage
like
play
stage.
Coming soon. Go to the website, Schizo. You will love it. If you like beautiful women, in Philly, definitely we got
women.
A thoroughbreds. EmotionalReactions.net.
I was just liking my level.
Well, that's good. Well, then also the topic for tonight, Schizo, is how picky can you be when it comes to picking a partner? And I'm not just talking about the big butt and the smile or whatever. They get you to talk to the girl or whatever. I'm talking about that partner. Like, what is that thing that you got to have or have?
She has to. You know, it has to be some type of competitive edge to her. When I say that, I mean everything can't be just easy going. Like me personally, I like a challenge. I like a mental challenge at first. So the conversational piece has to be in place. Like you have to be able to have a conversation literally about anything. You know what I'm saying? Because that keeps the relationship interesting. That keeps, you know what I'm saying, the time that we spend together, that's interesting. It's enjoyable. It's not just like we're sitting there as a bunch of dead air. Like, oh, so what you do today? Yeah, I ain't do nothing. I chill. Me too. And then you go right back to the dead air. So it needs to be some type of intellect. She don't got to be a math. She don't got to be a doctor in science and all of that. But she has to have some type of intellect and some common sense.
Like, yeah, I feel you. Can't handle just no dead, just pretty face. Like, oh, she's like, I'm just pretty. I don't know what I'm thinking. Like,
oh, that's what she's thinking. That's what she's thinking. She's thinking I'm pretty. She's thinking, do he think I'm pretty?
That's one thing about a pretty girl. You ain't got to ask. Pretty girls know they're pretty. That's not the thing. I also think you still got to be able to be with somebody and be comfortable with them without even having to say words, because you're going to run out of shit to say. So if you're not comfortable with being with them, period, then it's going to be a problem.
Oh, you definitely need to be able to be around a person. Like, you can tell.
All right. Yeah, true. All right. I feel you. You gotta be around. We don't want to go too far deep in topic or whatever, but definitely, I appreciate what you said. Like Philly Shine, we've gone into the topics. You know, it's four nights a week. Things have gotten really risque. It's gotten triple X crazy. When we were talking about techniques, the girl said, "I just choke on it." She said, "That's
oh
the
my god."
Oh, so she said that she did that for fun.
Shout out to the girl who just spoke on it.
You know what, like, it's definitely, so we're trying to mellow it out because June 6th, my next Diamond Spotlight music event is going down. I'm trying to make some panties, to give away with some Victoria's Secret panties. I'm welcoming my boyfriend Lou Ryder to the city, welcoming Mississippi to Philly. Sex in Philly, June 6th. Schizo, you got to pay to get in this one.
Yeah. All right, no problem. I don't have no problem with that. I probably have a little bit of money. That's the day after my birthday, so I probably have some birthday money.
Well, we got to make it your birthday party. Oh, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, man. Shout out, you're doing big things.
Thank you. Oh, wait a minute. I think shout out to my girls, everybody listening in on the line, and we also have some callers from the Beemore area. We're going to open up this caller, then I got to get back to this cast. When I tell y'all, emotionalreactions.net is a thorough-ass website.
If that's fire.
Any fire. Indication of what the play is going to be, y'all in for a treat. Y'all really are. But 443, 370. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Destiny.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, Destiny from Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, shout out to Twitter. Much love. Thank you for calling into the show, honey.
Shout out to Destiny.
No problem. I'm calling, I'm listening, and you said you wanted to know what would make what you're looking for in a person that
how picky can you be? Not just the guy that you cranking on in the club or whatever. I'm talking about the one you've gotten to know. You're like, oh, I want him to be my man or whatever.
Well, the one that I like to pick and choose, he has to be intelligent. You have to have street smarts, and also you have to know what's going on around you in the world today, because people are so ignorant towards things that are not really happening, and they're just thinking about today. So I like to hear from that guy once in a while, not a conversation, oh, I want to fuck, oh, I'm sorry, can I say that?
Of course. You can say whatever you want.
All that's good here. Oh, I want to fuck today, or this and that. Yeah, sure, we can get it on. You can do it all night long with me. But that's not where my mind is at. Yeah, girls get horny, especially in my age, the 30s to 40s. The 30 to 40 girls and the young girls
ripe.
Coming
that's
up.
That's getting ripe.
Oh, yeah. That's getting ripe. I can knock you down. Come on. You don't have nothing that you can give me. I can knock you down.
You know what?
That's
actually a pet peeve of mine. Like, a person who's not, like, I guess they're outdated or they don't research anything new. I hate that. Oh my God.
No, I hate that too. I could be talking about the news. What? Well, what happened? Where was it? It was in New York. It wasn't here in Maryland. It was. Did you hear about what happened? What happened? No, but you at the club, you partying, you doing this and that. It's something that's extra. You need to be more than that for me.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, all of the cuteness in the face, thick in the waist, all that. Hey, that's all good. I don't have a problem with pulling anyone. You understand? I like to have fun. It don't matter if they're young or they're older, depending on where their mind is at.
That's what I'm talking about.
I feel you. All right, that's what's up. Thank you so much. And Tiffany, Miss Tiffany Barrett, are you just an actress? Or do you slash anything? Because we had Kevin Savage. He told us he does a little this and that. He sang for us on Philly Shine. Big up, Steve Kevin.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, I started out in the business as a dancer. I started out as a classical ballerina. I know that sounds real nerdy, but
that sounds to me.
Ballerina
is
the shit. That get on your toes.
That sounds sexy and flexible.
Yeah, I started at 3, and I started acting, modeling, and dancing at the age of 3. So, you know, and I've done all 3. All my life, just one was always in the forefront. Dance was in the forefront for a long time. I didn't really turn to acting seriously until I went to college, and then I was a dance major, and then I switched my major, so I wound up graduating with 2 degrees. I have a BFA in dance and then a BA in theater, and that's all I do. I mean, I model for fun and from, you know, gigs in between gigs. So that's all I do. I'm straight entertainment industry business all day, every day. So, like, this month, Emotional Reactions will be my 3rd play for May.
Okay. So, can you shout out some of the other productions you've been a part of?
Well, I just wrapped last weekend in New York, 7 Deadly Sins, GKP. Shout out to Cash Goins, Gold Cash Productions. And then this weekend, without Walt, but we won't talk about that. We'll be on the air, Walter.
We will not.
I'm doing it.
I
want to
know.
me and Walt have done this show for 3 years. Mm-hmm. 3 years we've been doing this play. It's called Intimate Chaos. We going up Friday night and Saturday night in Plainfield, New Jersey. But Walt usually plays my best friend in the play, and he's not this time. We won't talk about that, though. But I have a new cast member who's playing my best friend. And it's he's a really good guy, Ray Braxton, and he's really he's doing a good job. And Walt will be back in the fall.
I'm coming back.
In the chaos again in Philly in the fall.
Well, look,
so,
we're doing North Carolina, right? This summer or something?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're doing North Carolina July 17th. It's going to be hot as hell.
Yeah.
But we're going to be in North Carolina making people laugh.
And for anybody who knows me as an actress and knows me as a person, like, I'm a real pretty girly girl, high heels, pink all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So to see me play Sadira, who is a hardcore, very dominant lesbian, they're just in awe, like, on the floor, like, oh, my gosh, that's not Tiffany. But it is.
Oh, wow. I love that. So tell us, can you relate to your character being a girly girl? Because I'm girly. I don't know if I could.
Well, I relate to Cheyenne completely. Cheyenne, oh, that's, I mean, I'm not a gold digging whore, but, but as far as her being a bad chick, I'm there. I'm so there. That's me. And our executive producer, Ronald Starr, is...
I got a little confused. Yeah, I was about to say, I thought Cheyenne was something else. All right,
Cheyenne is
from
diva.
Emotional Reaction. Yeah, that's the diva. So you can relate to this.
I can so relate to her.
Yeah,
I
me too. I paid to get an extra massage today while I was inside the Nellery. Because I'm like, I'm a little tense. Like, they don't even do it there. I'm like, look, I got money.
For
give
real.
Me a little extra pampering.
I know that's right. I'm there with you, girl. Our executive producer, Ryan, is listening. He just texted me, and he told me to tell everyone hello, and he told me to tell his cousin, Reno, what's that?
Okay. That's what's
going
up.
On.
That's
what's
up,
on.
You. Well, you big up to the production. Like, how do you feel about this production? I already asked Walt, where does he see this going? And I really, myself, I've said it already, like, I already see the vision. Just speaking to Jayraina Smith about the play, I see it.
You know what? And there is a huge vision. I mean, I also work for All Star, and I'm the artistic director for the company. So we're already planning and building a tour because the demand is there. It's definitely there. I mean, we have a strong story. We have a strong cast. The production team is behind us. I mean, all of our pre-marketing and polling is going really well, and it just looks like the temperature is right for us to take this thing and go across country with it. You know, we don't have to follow the traditional model that everybody else has followed. I mean, we're thinking out of the box with this one because this show is not, it's not your typical Hollywood show where everything gets wrapped up neatly and tied with a bow at the end. It really isn't. It's real. This show is real. This is real life.
Reno,
wow.
I need some sound effects. So we going. I want to clap some hands right then and there. I'm gonna get some sound effects of Philly Shine, clap, 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 thunder, lightning, drum roll. But big ups to the callers who are tuning in. I'm gonna see. We got some Philly numbers in the building there. I'm gonna see if they plan on checking out the play and seeing what's good with the callers that we have. And then we gotta go into playing this new music from Mr. Reno,
yes.
Showing
off. Yes.
215-771. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? It's Fire.
Hey, my girl.
What's
good, baby? In the building. I know she. You're girly. You can relate. What's up, Mama? How you been?
I'm good. I see you still doing your thing. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I ain't going to stop. I love that I was getting bigger. It would have been great to have you with us. Diamond Spotlight was crazy Sunday. I got
to know. I really wanted to go, too.
Yeah, it's crazy because I used to get change my clothes like 5 times during the night. Like, it's always been a great crowd, but it's just been so many great people to interact with. I only got to change my clothes twice Sunday, but we still had such a great time. Big ups to everybody who came through the first Sunday music event. But Fire, you're an artist yourself. Like,
right.
The topic for tonight, along with me showing off emotionalreactions.net and Buck Bandit Reno, I want to know, how picky can you be when it comes to choosing your music or choosing, you know what I mean, what you want to do? And also, the side topic, how picky can you be when it comes to choosing a partner? Like, not just a nigga to go out on a date with or whatever, or take you shopping, nigga, or whatever.
The one.
Neo.
like Neo. Who the one?
Like Neo?
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't be the one, but, I mean, not for me anyway. But as far as, like, music is concerned, you mean as far as just picking whatever, like, to listen to, or just my own personal music, or
what? No, your own music. No, something
put
about
out.
Something that you work with, something that you're putting out, you're working with, you're creating.
Oh.
How picky can you be?
Oh, I'm real, real picky. Too picky sometimes, you know. Sometimes it gets too picky to the point where it winds up getting delayed, like, you know, from the date that it was supposed to come out. But, you know, all in all, you got to do, it's hard. It really is hard.
Hey,
you
want to
put out something different, too, you know?
Exactly.
That nobody's talking about.
I can relate to this, Tiffany. Yeah, you want to be special. Now, you have to definitely go check out emotionalreactions.net. It's a crazy play. Like, I really want to big up to the whole entire cast and things. Thank you for everybody, you know what I mean, joining me tonight. Shout out to you, Walter DeShield. I was, like, all crushing on you. Like, what? Where he at? Bring him on. Like, you can ask. Or listen to the archive show when I've had just fellow cast members
I'm gonna do that.
On the show.
No, I'm going to do that. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love and the support. Make sure you're there. Make sure
definitely. You have any final shout-outs that you want to give Walter, or tell everybody how they can be able to find out about you, become a fan of you?
Absolutely. Well, shout-out to the whole cast and the whole production team, Ronald Starr, the whole cast, Emotional Reactions. Everybody in that group is really talented. They're going to go really far. I think there's always a time when a city can put on its best artists, and I think I hang with them. I work with some of those artists in Philadelphia, so we're going to make a move real soon. Look out for everybody. Shout out to Go Cash Productions. What up to my team on that end, Cash Goins and that whole fam. Shout out to my wife, Meek. What's going on, baby? She's asleep now, but I wanted to put that out there. Get at me on Twitter, at Walter DeShields. Real easy, real simple.
Spell it out for us.
Yeah, pull me up on there. It gets crazy. I'm on Facebook, of course. My website is www.walterdeshields.com. Stay tuned for the updates on there.
Can you spell it out for everybody, please?
Yeah, www.walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, D-E-S-H-I-E-L-D-S, that's the Shields. .com, and that's my Twitter too, at Walter DeShields. And hit me up on Facebook. I've been trying the last couple of days to get this URL thing together on Facebook, facebook.com/Walter DeShields. It ain't working, but if you search my name, I'll be on there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I follow back and all of that. So get at me. I'm all over the place. We're working. I got shows coming up throughout the summer, working on some movies, working on the next move. We're going to make it happen.
All right, that's what's up. And Faye, I'm not done with you yet, so don't go nowhere. And Miss Tiffany, can you just, like, for a second, like, sum up how excited you are about this and give, like, your little final shout-out?
Well, you know, I'm thoroughly, thoroughly excited because I'm all in on this production. You know, I'm working on both sides of the production, so I'm all in. I'm ER all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, you know, I just want to big up, of course, our production team at All Star Publishing, our executive producer, Ronald T. Starr, my mom and dad, even though my dad yelled at me today and I was crying. my kids, I wouldn't be able to do this without them. And Jay Raina, we drive each other crazy, but we rock out, hang out
but
with our lanes
out. You got to be able to, you know what I mean? Like, even Sunday, I had to holler at a few people. You know what I'm saying? We had to holler back. You know what I mean? And you get on the same page when it comes to you have a goal in mind. We all need to compromise with each other. Shout out to Dayton Tolbert, my favorite fucking show in the wide world, who they were talking earlier about. You have to compromise in order to get something done, to have a goal finished. Like, everybody's not going to know what everybody wants. Seriously.
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, you gotta, my like Fantasia grandma said, tears is just liquid prayers. You know, sometimes you gotta cry to get to where you need to go.
And I'm down for that as long as we rising to the top. And that's where we're going with emotional reactions. I mean, it's nothing but good things moving on from here. You know, I need to shout out to my GKP fam too, Go Cash Productions. Shout out to Cheryl Clark and to McChaos. We're doing big things this weekend.
Love Cheryl.
And yeah, Cheryl, she says she.
And what about you, Tiffany? How can we be able to get to know a little bit more about you, your Twitter, your Facebook?
Well, I'm definitely on Facebook. Y'all can hit me up. It's Tiffany Roxanne, R-O-X-A-N-N-E, Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T. I'm Tiffany Stage on Twitter. And also, you know, follow ER, because ER has a Twitter page and a Facebook page. So our Facebook is Emotional Reaction, the Stage Play on Facebook. And then we are ER_Stage Play on Twitter. And there's links on the emotionalreactions.net website to our Facebook and our Twitter also. So no excuse. Fan and follow.
.net, y'all. It's a beautiful interactive website. Check out the bios, the pictures, the cute guys,
the
pretty
sexy
girls.
The sexy women. Not the cute women. The
I can
sexy
say cute. I don't have
women.
To say
no,
sexy.
No, you can't disrespect the women like that. The
I'm
sexy.
Not disrespecting them.
Oh,
they
it is disrespect
good,
when
no
they sexy as they are. The sexy women, you got to check them out, too, because I got a little preview of it, you know what I'm saying, before, you know what I mean, the thing dropped, because like you said, Ron Starr, my cousin, oh, my God, they nice.
Yeah, see, you could. I'm glad I got a co-host, because normally I'd be like, yeah, all the women look good, no lesbo.
Oh,
but
no, that's
I
real.
Got my co-host for the night.
Oh, that's
go ahead,
real.
You got the women. I'm definitely loving the guys, the dimples. Smiles.
We
I'm
need to get
there.
Y'all that song too. We need to get y'all Cheyenne's theme song, the emotional reaction theme
ooh.
Song. That y'all sent that thing.
Where the fuck?
It's hot.
I got it already. I need that. I'm supposed to be
yeah.
Hit that.
Yeah, you
we
need
play
that.
All
that
types
thing
of
hot.
Well, we're gonna check up on everybody else who's tuning in on Philly Shine.
Keep your hands raised. Keep your hands raised. We're getting to you.
Keep your hand raised. Shout out to my boy, Great Dane. I see you on the line. You ain't put your hand up, but fuck it. I see you, nigga. Shout out to Fresh Boy Cino. The energy Sunday was amazing. What's good with you, Great Dane?
I'm here, HP, man. I'm here, man. Shout out to Emotional Reactions. I'm listening.
Okay.
We going?
Yeah, you on. Thank you.
All right, listen, I'm going to jump into today's topic about, you know, how picky am I? Yeah, I'm picky with mine.
Let me ask you the question. I know you're professional. Great Dane, husky man, but I got you. I'm going to ask the question. I got you.
Okay.
And then shout out to my baby girl, Meek, 46th Street.
Hey, love.
Hey, baby.
What's up, it's Dane.
How picky are you when it comes to picking a partner? And then I'm going to ask you about who you are as a in this entertainment business and how picky are you when it comes to that also. Like, we show off thoroughly on the show. This is Philly Shine.
Yeah, I ain't got no choice but to keep 100. Wow, on a professional aspect, especially the business side and being in this business, you run into a lot of females who don't really understand like the work and the commitment that you put in towards this business and trying to be successful within this business. So it takes a lot of time away from, you know, the relationship aspect of it as far as you putting in more time. So it's like you're in competition. Like I'm like you're in competition in a relationship. Like I'm trying to do this for her, keep this person happy at the same time. I'm trying to keep my business in order at the same time. So sometimes a lot of women don't understand it as far as the commitment to the business. It's a lot of hours.
Men don't either. Men don't understand it.
Meek, you got it. Hold on.
It ain't just female.
Meek, baby.
Hold on, you can't be coming at the man like that. Now I got it.
Wait a minute, don't you be coming her. I just fucking said no. I got this. You ain't going to say shit to her. She cool. She was a child. She had an emotional reaction. Okay?
It's like when you grind it to the top, like, you don't want no distractions. You already know what type of stuff you're going to run into doing in this business right now. So it's like you're trying to be focused and stay focused as far as trying to be successful. At the end of the day, you know, you can song and dance it to all you want as far as, you know, this is for us. I'm building a future for us. And such and such. And sometimes I think you know, unless they're in the business, they really have no concept as far as, like, you know.
Okay, all right, I got you. Chill with me. I got you, Dane. Hold on. He's going to talk about some. I got you, Meek, too. But 267-579, you've been listening in on Philly Shine. Welcome to the show. Please show off with us for a minute. Could you press the number one indicating you had this? You want to join in the show? Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? This is Cool Hands from Acadac Entertainment.
Okay, and shout out to the website. Let everybody know how they could be able to check up on you.
Almost definitely, y'all. ReverbNation.com/CoolHands, KOOLHANDZ.
All right, that's what's up. So you're an artist. How picky are you when it comes to making this song, making a track or whatever? How picky can you get?
Well, as me being the producer.
Specifically, us know.
As me being a producer, not only am I a producer, I'm also a dancer and choreographer. And I always keep my ears to the streets. You know what I mean? So I basically, like, as far as being picky, I'm not really picky. Because I'm a diverse producer. I can do any type of music with any type of artist. It doesn't matter what their background is, what their nationality is. It doesn't matter. If they need it, I can do it.
I like that. You got to be... But you gotta be able to vibe with it too, right? Like that's how I am. I go anywhere, but it's just gotta vibe with me. Like I can mesh. I love opera. Shout out to my boy Voice, his dynamic, talented ass. I love him. Such a fan.
Cool. Voice sing. What's his name? The whole name again? Yeah. He nice.
Perfect voice. He's definitely nice.
I definitely was trying to get him on the track. I can't get in touch with him, but I'm a find him.
Yeah.
Find you, nigga. You hear me?
No. He might be closer than you think. You never know. But shout out to Tiffany. She just left us for the night. Y'all check out emotionalreactions.net. It is definitely
fire.
Serious. May 22nd. It's going down.
I'm definitely going to get a board on that.
All right, that's what's up. Well, shout out to the producer who's calling in. Shout out to the bosses. Great Dane, boss. Tell us how they can check up on your artist. Fresh Boy C, no.
I'm trying to make a call at it. I don't know what he's doing. He might be in bed right now. I don't know. All these rap dudes and R&B chicks, man, they vampires at night. They working. So, I don't know. Maybe I should text him at the same time while we go here. Tell him to call the fucker and tell him his boy on here holding him down.
Tell him your website or whatever. Share a little
We're on Facebook right now. The website goes up next month. A listening party is next month. The CD we're recording at Bad Cave this month. We'll be at the Diamond Spotlight Showcase June 6th, of course.
Beanie's everywhere.
After Sunday just passed, I don't think we have a choice. It's a good look. I'm feeling the ghost right now. I'm loving everything you're doing right now as far as these elements that you're chasing and you're taking down and you're holding it down right now, repping the 215.
Everybody, you got a chance to experience Diamond Spotlight, and Meek, you did too, but I got you, baby. Tell everybody you, first time coming. Meek's been there. That's my ride or die
Yeah. What's your experience with that?
How did you feel being in there? Because you wasn't there. Like, I'm honest. I tell y'all motherfuckers, this shit started off 70% niggas in there, okay? Wall-to-wall sports, office fucking party. Like,
that shit is
like that now.
That was beautiful.
Wasn't it beautiful, though, Meek? Shout out to the niggas. But,
yeah.
It wasn't like that Sunday, was it?
No, it was not. The ratio was very in favor of the females, and I think, you know, the few of them that was in there right now had none but all smiles and good times that night. I'm keeping 100. I mean, I know I did. I mean, we got the pics to prove it. It is what it is, and I'm supporting you. I'm riding with you. I'm glad we linked. This is what networking is about. This is what I do. This is what you do. And, you know, we make things happen. So, again, it is.
Shout out to all the artists who brought out their fans and their family. You know what I mean? That's the type of venue that I have. It's not all about being stuck up or I'm going to kill this shit because you will get cussed the fuck out. Like, my host, you don't fucking pay. She's gorgeous. I picked up the gorgeous, light, bright. And y'all might take it a little easier if she say, get the fuck out. we just want no sour faces. We having fun. And like you said, it's changed. It's 65% women, 35% men now. Like, I'm telling y'all, we showing off.
For those that didn't have the sour faces on, they could play the other bar. They could play the bar on the other side.
Yeah, go over there.
Go over there.
Yeah, go over there if you don't want to pay. Shout out to my brother. My younger brother, big as shit. He like 6'5", 250, and he got a couple people look just like him holding me down security. So we having fun. We're going mingling and finish Philly Shine off. I'm playing some music for my boy Reno. Fuck Bandit TV Magazine. YolaSite.com. We got the crazy.
Shout out to Buck Bandit Barbies. I see you on Facebook. Shout out to the Buck Bandit Barbies. I see you all over Facebook.
Yes, sir.
We're going to show off Buck. We got Meek on the line. She got a new mixtape. I'm going to get her internet savvy so we can share her shit with the fucking world. Because she's definitely a problem, an inspiration to a lot. But we're going to go into some Buck Bandit Reno music. I'm going to pick the first track.
I don't want it.
No, all right, that is a hot song, but...
All right,
you want to hear it? All right, I like this song, because, like, for real, sometimes a nigga, I need a man to be this picky. I need a man to be on point like this, you know what I mean? I feel like another woman should, too. Like, messing with a guy who really, his standards isn't high, like, you don't want too much good for yourself, like, really. Like, you gotta want right. Shout out to everybody on the line. This shit crazy tonight. Philly Shine.
Hey. Sounds him up.
There's more? Huh? Did you get off?
Nah, I
was calling this other girl. You called again?
Yeah, I don't know. It's about the topic that she might was up, you know, about me.
She gon' get my cash. Never come out the stash. Never will, never have. Cause you only want the paper. You just clocking my math. Wanted you in the beginning, but them feelings are past. You say that guys are all the same, but you want it to last. Your feelings out of control. You're destined to crash. See, I ain't with the pivot. These other brothers act. And shorty, once I'm gone, ain't no getting me back. I ain't buying your love. Now how silly is that? Don't judge a book by its cover. I know they taught you that. I thought that you were different, but you turned out like the rest. You only want my bread, so I only want your sex. You want to be my girl, but you'll become
my
ex.
You only want my bread, so I only want your sex.
You and your playing games. You trying to leave me open. I'm on the first thing smoking. You must be playing with me.
Nah.
No, I don't want your love, so keep it to yourself. If all you wanna do is use me,
try to set me
up. You saying that you love me, your actions tell me different. I'm trying to teach you independence, so shut up and
listen.
Want me to lay low? I'm trying to stay tall. But when I hit the block, you wanna hit the mall. I'm trying to stack this bread. Want to spend it all. Is this the cost of love?
I can't afford a bra.
Yeah, I stay on my grizzle. I'm hustling every day. So that don't mean I'm just willing to throw money away. I made it on my own. You said you hold me down. But when I fell off, your ass couldn't be found. I don't care what we was. This what it is now. The kid gone. I see you when I'm back in town. You think you're God's gift?
I think you're out your mind.
Nah, I ain't sharing issues. So don't ask for it.
No.
You must be playing with me if you think you're getting mine.
Shout out to Great Dame, Ivy League Entertainment.
Big
up
in the building.
In the building. Going hard, showing love. Wait a minute, we got my bull Vern from New York. Let's see if we get him on the line this time. Vern, is you there now? 347-961.
Yeah, I'm out here, man. I'm out here, hands on, man. What's going on, man?
Much love to you. Big supporter of Philly Shine. I appreciate you calling. I don't know if you called in on Sunday's show. The party was just crazy.
Nah, I didn't call in, man. I called in Saturday when I was watching the fight, and you was bugging. You was kind of tipsy.
I wasn't even tipsy. Listen, when I'm watching boxing, it's like a natural, well, it's a high. Boxing is a drug that turns me into adrenaline rush junkie. Like, I'm on junk. Like, that fight was beautiful. I fucking love you, Floyd Mayweather, with all my heart. This motherfucker was dodging his punches. Like, Floyd was, like, 6 feet taller than him and shit. Like, he was punching his big brother.
Yo.
Shane looked like he was trying to beat up his big brother. It was.
Whoever went into that fight betting on Shane deserved to get slapped.
Yeah.
World rap, like.
I would say I was a gambling woman, and that the 8-1 odds was a little mouthwatering for me. As a gambling woman, I was ready to send out.
So you wanted to lose your money?
No, but just think of the odds. Like, if I give up 2 stacks, I could get 8 times that bet. Those odds
honest.
Are the, A
honest,
little bit.
Honestly,
the
little odds bit. Are the odds are 8-1 for a reason.
I know. Of course, that should have been 16-1. I think if Shay would have known the odds and put money on himself, he'd have whooped fucking Floyd's ass.
Nah, he would have lost.
I got my fucking money.
Nah, he would have lost and lost
he
his money at the same
lost.
Time.
I can't ride with that one.
Man, Shane was on his comfortable IRA, got $17 million kick. If I was Shane, I would have put up $1 million against myself, like, and got back an extra 8 on top of it, like.
He would have lost it.
Shane was he's a good fighter. Like, y'all done put me in my mood. I think Shane is a good fighter. You know what I mean?
He could have been there.
But he was nothing. Like, but definitely shout out to Bandit Reno. That was his track, I Don't Want It, Just Play. I love that joint. That shit is real. If you can't relate, I don't know what the fuck wrong with you. Mm. You know what I mean?
Something wrong.
Who's that on the hook? Tell everybody.
Mr. Francis, my man out of Florida, Mr. Francis. You definitely got to hit him up on Facebook, Patrice Francis. I don't even know how to spell it, but if you look for Francis, you'll definitely find him. It's his last name. He nice with it. He do the pop thing. But definitely.
Pop thing. And also, Dane, I got you on the line. I'm trying to show you off at the same time. I'm going to have my boy LP. Shout out to Heat Wave. I love that fucking album. They should have mixed that joint as this shit. He go all the way in. But I'm going to have him on the show next Tuesday. Can I get Fresh Boy Ceno in on the joint too? Because I want to get to know him.
Absolutely. You ain't got to ask twice. You ain't got to ask twice. It's a done deal. Fresh Boy Ceno next Tuesday. In the building, Philly Shine Radio Station, Blog Talk Radio / I'm Fire.
Yes.
You definitely don't let this escape your mind. You can check her out at bugbandedtvmagazine.yolasite.com. You can check her. You can play, listen to her live on air. You can look at her Twitter. You can listen to some of her music, watch videos, her new segment In the Basement on BBTV. You definitely got to check that out, too.
Yeah.
You want to hear a secret real quick?
Yes.
I already did.
That's what's up. Everybody else is with too. Big up to my girl Meek. We gonna get her on the website. We gonna show her how fucking much love she could give her.
Man,
I don't know if you all got a chance to see Meek hit the stage. She had on the beautiful yellow, giving a tribute to her brother, doing a damn fucking thing.
What's your Facebook?
Nah, she not on Facebook. We gotta get her on there.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook now, but I don't be on it. My cousin did it for me.
Well, we can. I got people who
can. Everybody
go
try to find me. You know what I mean? I could feel the fingertips typing up my full name. Like, You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was just looking like, ooh, what that is that?
Some dumb-ass people, like, want some real shit.
Real shit.
I was talking earlier to my peoples on the Bigger Cheese show. You know what I mean? Like, I get the information from the Peanut Gallery all the time where people say, oh,
Peanut
Honest
Gallery?
Fire, she Joe. Oh, Honest Fire, she this, she that. She do too much. She work too hard. Kiss my fucking ass. It's room
they
kinda on it.
They kind of mad. That sounds mad.
I don't even address it because guess what? I'm going to do a million posts.
What you supposed to be doing on your ass?
Like, come on. You know, see, with me, though, it's a different type aspect. I'm not really concerned about that because anybody that know me don't give a too damn about any bitches. So it's not that. It's just the sense of my brother. You know what I'm saying? I don't want people to be falling and trying to act like that we friends or that they was my brother man's and all they miss my mom.
It's always
going
to be like that.
It was
always going to be like
that. Baby, that's not
Facebook is a beautiful social network.
Yes,
and once they start charging people $15 a month, the broke-ass motherfuckers on it will get off and get a life and get a job, and I ain't worried about them. But can you please give everybody a little history about who your brother was and who he is to you now? You still tribute to him, Meek.
Well, yeah, you know, that's my brother. It's still my brother. But, you know, God bless his soul. He died in that extreme massacre, 2000, December 28th. 10 people shot, 7 dead. West Philadelphia, you know, the project I was born and raised, Mill Creek Project.
Wow.
I was at his mom, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's something my brother always wanted me to continue to do, and I ain't been doing it, but now that's, like, my outlet.
Yo.
So I'm not a rapper. Like, I'm definitely
like,
a speaker on beat.
I knew her brother, like, when I, back in 2000, no, was it 99? 99, that's when Blue Streak came out. Remember Blue Streak came out and they had the blue diamonds. So everybody had the blue diamonds. Like these niggas were so fucking fresh. Like rest in peace, niggas.
Mad. It was all heads that did it. Niggas that been on the corner when we was little as shit. You know what I'm saying? Was mad that the young boy showing them how it was done quickly in a couple of months. I can understand it. You know, like I say, I charged it to the game. The best thing is to stay shit in and now. Being heard by anybody that I can get heard from, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they'll do me a favor.
I'm not going to get irritated. Okay.
Huh?
No, something's going on. Something going on online. I got to fucking find out what's going on. I'm not going to get irritated.
We can talk about it.
I'll talk about it later. We got a new caller on Philly Shine checking in. And shout out to the 267s in the building. If you have anything you want to say, just press the number 1. I will open up your line. You could join us and show off. We got some more music from my boy, Buck Bandit Reno.
Yes, sir.
Buck Bandit, TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. Promotion coming soon. If you want to join us, holla. We will tell you how it gets done.
215-284. What the hell is up?
Welcome to Philly Shine. Who that?
You. Y'all can hear me?
Yes.
You.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah, what's going on?
Your boy T-Lo in the building. Honest Five. What's good?
Hi, T-Lo.
Yes, sir.
T-Lo, what's good? Welcome to the show. You showing off.
Definitely.
Shout out to T-Lo.
He told me he was on the show. I said, I'm in there. I'm like, what's good? I don't even know what y'all talking about. What y'all talking about?
Give him the question, Honest. Give him your question,
All right, listen,
Honest.
Listen, T-Lo, how picky can you be when it comes to, like, picking a partner? Like, what, not just the girl that you talk to, whatever, that's my girl, or that's my wifey, or I'm, like, who, what makes you say that? Because I'm sure it has to be picky. Nobody just says, oh, she got to be white.
Extremely. Extremely picky. I'm going to tell you, like, because I married myself, so, you know what I mean? Extremely, because you just, with the whole side joint thing, and everybody just, oh, I'm just messing with her, messing with her. Like, that's the common thing in Philly. Like, I went outside the box and
See, I'm a rare case. My man Reno would tell you.
No. You tell us. Keep it simple. You know, don't beat around the bush.
But
don't beat around the bush.
Like I said, I went outside the box. I was looking for something. You know what I mean? My wife, she from Canada. I did the whole traveling thing, this, that, and the third. So shout out to wifey.
I'm
you know what I mean?
Shit out of people.
Anyway,
I get fucking irritated easily.
Like I said,
I ain't even gonna trust this shit right now. I swear to God, sometimes I get so fucking mad I can't talk.
Somebody sending you messages or something?
But they send me.
We'll talk about it later. Fuck them. Right.
But yeah, back on the topic, yo, I'm picky when it comes to that, too. I've seen the game, been out there for years doing it, like I said.
No. Well, we gonna shout out to T-Lo. He says he's already married, so, of course, if he put a ring on it, it's got to be, you know what I mean, got to be right. But shout out to my boy, Vinny Bastille. I missed him this Diamond Spotlight. He fucking go in so hard. Like, this is my motherfucking nigga. I'm going to play a little bit of his music. Then we're going to go into some more Buck Band of Reno.
Yes, sir.
I got the topic. We got some stars in the building. Great Dane in the building. Shout out
I'm
to
here.
Him, you know. Vinny Bastille, y'all. This shit is real. Produced by Chad West. Shit is hot.
I know, right?
Your worth is way more than my actions display say. It's way more than just a sex thing, and I should cater the stuff you asking me. Knowing there's only time, but in my mind, shit, he's a playoff, so stop harassing me. But that response was my pride. No, it saddened me to see you cry, but I took it as a form of flattery, cause I knew I had you over, and I shouldn't exploit your feelings. But I've been exploited through dealings, look, I'm open to. Could be my choice of my women, but hear my point of view. I'm still here, arrow pointed at you. At times, I may be bitter, so I fluctuate. And I could be that nigga that you awfully can hate. Boiling inside, you can't stomach me. Your mind racing, but found patience not to be done with me. And continue loving me. I don't think I deserve it. I don't think that I'm worth it. But I don't know what it is. It's alright. I know you hear me, but you leery from how I kept abusing the trust. Well, love hurts and it's selfish, I know, cause I felt it. But I still get it, Mr. Screw with love. I need help, bitch. Man, I ain't perfect, but I try. You think it's game, but I don't wanna hurt you, so I lie. I got to keep that curtain on your eyes, cause if you seen half as I shared it, I'll murder you inside. I have to keep you there, this is a courtesy of mine. Laughter's turned tears, got you nervous all the time. I see just what I'm doing to you, but my desires got me blind, so I really can't see just what I'm doing to you. You said you couldn't take it, I'm so wrong for this. Now they got you medicated, taking Zoloft and shit. The Prozac, I noticed that we no longer click. I'm wishing we can go back to prolong our bliss, but dang, sorry. Me for cheating in these crazy fights is hard, so occasionally I might take you on trips, be doing it, trying to make things right. I had chicks hating you when you drive by, you stay cute, skate through in that baby blue tie. Only way to rate you is a high dime. Love and hate, yes, I'm a mistake. It should be a fine line, pipe keep you blind, use it to my advantage, it's a spite of my mind. You wouldn't understand it, I took you for granted, I got booked in the can and I thought I got my answer. Said I never cheat again. Here I go and
this
though. That remind me of some OLL.
Chad, what's gonna be? I know who that is.
I Need Love 2010.
Yeah.
Early.
That sounds like a mix between I Need Love and Song Cry. I like it.
Yeah, that shit was hot. This boy was really conscious. Concept crazy. Got more for Benny by soon. Big up. Shout out to my girl, Pinky, returning a boom back back name.com.
Would you say return of the what?
The boom back.
What that mean?
Boom back.
Oh, I thought you said boom back. I was about to get a little, now you got me all excited.
Fresh ass thinking, man. They go right, oh, boom, that's something. What's that got to do with?
I thought you said boom back.
No, boom back.
Look, you, next time, enunciate.
Fuck out of here. I hope you feel like
yeah.
I'm like, man, you don't get anything over there. Like, I talk bad, but big up to everybody. We tuned in to Philly Shine, Thug Bandit, TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. Thorough look at Honest Fire, the new In the Basement segment coming soon. Coming soon to the basement. We going, it's going down basement. I like entertaining music. Shout out to everybody doing these motherfucking things. Yes, great thing.
It's big. I need you to email me that intro to your to the show. I wanted, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, give me that. The intro that came on to the Philly Shine show.
We control this. Okay, no problem. Yeah, shout out to We're Just Pulling This. I love that song. It's timeless. My shit. Recorded it with 4Ground Studios. Shout out to L.A. Dub. One of my favorite producers in the city.
Okay.
Shout out to you. One of my favorite new producers in the city, Mr. Buck Bandit Reno.
Yeah.
All right, since you already, you made the request already for the first track of yours that I play. I want to get into another track, and I'm about to see who my other caller is. I don't know.
Fresh Boy Cino, play
that. If you don't want to, you want to say something, please press the number one. I'll open up your line, or else I could just leave you just chilling, listening in. I appreciate it, but I want everybody to show off with us. We got Meek on the line, Great Man in the line. Shout out to all your peoples. T-Lo just called back. What happened to you, T-Lo? Don't be leaving us like that. T-Lo was telling us about himself being picky, but we're going to go to another Buck Bandit Reno track. Which one are we going next, Buck?
I'm to that thing go.
All right, well, it's Philly Shine. Here you go. You got me?
Yeah.
Philly Shine, Buck Bandit.
They packin' something heavy to turn your brazen to confetti. You talkin' like you want it, so we know that you ain't ready. Sharp go, cut up just like a machete. Machete on my grizzle, so don't even try to match it. Cause you can't get on my level, you ain't even in my bracket. Always talking about mugger, but you don't even have it. I don't know, but these niggas got me laughing. Y'all ain't got no diversity, all you talk about is trapping. But if you was really doing the bit, you wouldn't be bragging. Put yourself on the radar, now these haters is watching. Plotting, try to set you up, who's run up and bobbing me? Bob a figure, Reno, how you figure you on top of me? In the leg consistently, I be in that shit. Pretty cocking, see that back shit. I'm a bagger, even when music and docking. Take it to the status, take it to the rocking. I be on some fly shit, I be up and fly shit. No need to ask the price, baby, all I do is buy shit. I be up and fly with, I be bumping my shit. I be on some fly shit, I mean, we be on some fly shit. Suffolk Harris in the chain, that can't represent my name. Not ring bells,
yeah, I get it. This guap, I gotta chase it. I'm down to risk it. All them choppers in the basement. You don't wanna face it. I'm talking about that drama. I'm quick to push the button on these fuckers like Obama. I'm a floor type nigga. Fresh from head to the toe. I flip your hoe a boss type nigga. You rock out with your cock out. I rock out with my Glock out. Five shots and your brains all on the floor. Gotta bring a mop out. I can push wrong, leave the cane wrong. Either way, I get the things off. They drop from the way, hit the wood and let it blow. Come through, scoop them things up in the bowl. I hit that block, I flip those peas. My enemies, let's let me get this cheese. What can I say but please? Tell me I get this cheese.
We know, we know.
Always.
What's going on, man? Shout out to... I'ma get picky. I'ma get picky, too. And I wanna play a little bit of my shit. I'm remixing this joint, and I want it to be... I'm trying to do it with a couple people, because like, I done wrote so many damn verses to this Waka Flocka beat. I just
Yo,
love
you better put me on it. I ain't having nothing left.
Me and you can do it. Fresh Boys, you know, we can do it. I want to do shit with you too, Meek Hot, because you the shit, because the fucking bastards arrested my damn son, locked my fucking son up. Had him in 55th and Pop for like 12 hours. Talk about tears of prayer. I was drenched in them. I couldn't drink a no liquor. I couldn't do shit but cry. These motherfuckers locked my son up, those stinking bastards. I hate them.
Oh, shout out to Big Talk, too, man. I ain't give my man a shout out all day. Shout out to Big Talk. Yeah, you know I mean, coast to coast DJ.
Big Talk is this shit. Big Talk had us the fuck dropping it low, low, low. Friday night had my freakum dress on, up in the uptown, partying with everybody up in Germantown.
One thing I can say about Big Talk, he definitely get the party going. There's a couple of times I had to remind myself that I can't drop below. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was behind the girl trying to get as low as he could.
You already know. You already know. I wasn't going to stand. I don't play the wall. That's not my style.
Yeah. But definitely, I got to remix this track. Shout out to Big Talk. We're going to do a mixtape together.
Okay, boy, who are you remixing the track with?
You too, I say. You too, me. Because I done wrote a couple verses to this joint. But check this out. Honest Fire, my mix to that Oh Let's Do It beat. G Stacks in the background, hold me down.
My brother on it.
Yeah, bikini.
Oh yeah.
Soul ring by Winter Blue. Hey, spring lady.
What they doing? What they doing? What they doing
in the building? You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get in my way. Not a bitch. Not a nigga. Nobody. I'm repping X-Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the sheet and niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock. What's up?
I don't know. People pressing buttons. We got to figure out what happened. We'll get the song back popping, y'all.
I need to hear that.
I wouldn't call this a diss song because sometimes I say shit as a message to people. You know what I mean? I speak how I feel to bitches' faces. Don't get me wrong. If I don't fucking like you, you
rewind.
Fucking know it. You
yes.
know it. But yeah, I'm
rewind
talking to a few
it.
Bitches on this show. I'm turning
it up, too.
Listen.
Yeah,
what they doing? What they doing? What they doing
in the building? You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X-Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the sheet and niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But two times cold rain. I went to Blue Hay Spring Fling. Party is sending with the AC winning. Vent,
and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention, cause I'm balling on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This is what we doing, what we doing, making music, yeah. This is what we doing, making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with this, can't get with this, yeah. Silly bitches, can't get with this, silly bitches, ball status. Soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Tricking for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. What I'm making today, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Popping house on my own island, don't bring sand to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
You don't get paid to be a freak, bitch. You don't get paid to be a freak.
All I know is if I was that girl that you're not talking about, I would be upset.
Fuck them broke bitches. I don't like bitches, smuts, whores. I just feel like it's just backwards.
No bitches,
you know what
no
I mean?
Smuts, no smut ass bitches, no bitches,
like,
no whores.
Like even today, like I'm just not the type of woman who feels like I'ma use what I got to be used. You know what I mean? I'ma use what I got to get more. You know what I'm saying? I'ma use my brain, not my body. You know what I'm saying? Because I need longevity. I need things to be continuous. Not, you know what I mean? Not put yourself in scary situations. You know that you're gonna feel sad about later, or defensive for no reason. Don't get defensive to me because you've been smutting all day.
Somebody bad.
If you ain't got shit good going in your life, of course you're gonna be defensive. Like get a grip. Like can we please revolutionize our thinking and just do better? Making good.
That's the difference between bitches that had it on, got it on, and like their own.
Yeah, shout out to the motherfuckers who was getting it. My boy Street Lotto, ATL, he said it best, like, it's over. This nigga is like what Gucci Mane want to be. Like, he got that southern draw, hot-ass voice. We're going to go into overtime, check up on everybody who's on the line right now. We're going to get into a little overtime. And I want to ask everybody who's on the line a special, special topic question. We're going to take it into overtime, but this is my boy. Shout out to ATL. He's an entrepreneur, okay? He made his own application on iTunes. I mean, what is it, iPhone. He has his own application on the iPhone. It's like the number 4 download, making money, Street Lotto. Just check him out online the same way. It's my homie. He's a boss, too. This is over.
Okay.
Lotto.
Lotto. Lotto. Please forgive me of my sins. Please forgive me. Take the pain away.
Black beans with the black on black rims. It's so sick with the halogenic gleam. It's so baby girl says she wanna take a spin. It's so recession. Lotto. Where you been? It's so Lil' Y know it's over. JB know it's over. DJ Dana Raymond, Tommy V know it's over. What you niggas know about lottery? I thought I told you, Lotto been a rider, Lotto was a roller, Lotto was a general, Lotto got them soldiers, niggas slept on Lotto, then he showed up with the folder, Lotto get you open, yet and still he is a closer, you ain't about your money, I thought you don't approach him, approach him, that nigga's back away, back away, that nigga's back away, get off that weak shit like every day is Saturday.
Came reluctant, I suggest that you go right away. Gonna ride with money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of section, then we poster. Grab the baddest part that we can find, now we toaster.
Black beans with the black on black rims.
It's so
with the halogenic gleam.
It's so
baby girl, say she
that the rich stay cooped up.
Lotto.
I'm in the flame, blowing loose chains. Lames couldn't hang if they was dangling for my loose mane. Hello, indeed a jacket matches the shell toe. Walking on the cloud feel like I smoke a half an elbow. You pop a band with every stripper on the dance floor. You ain't breaking bread, what the hell your ass here for? I think I'm on my last class. Speed limit 60 and I'm 40 miles fast. A nigga pass that Lotto, that's that good. I'm off that yak, I'm off that wish a nigga would. 100 haters on that wish a nigga could shit. Old school on 23s, guess I'm on that bullshit. A classic, 69 Chevelle. I'm getting to the money, little buddy, can't you tell? I tell, I'm doing it the long way. Look like, feel like money, cause it's on me. Shorty say I'm stuck up, I be acting phony. Now she wanna win the lotto, baby, before she didn't know me. On the line, getting money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting told up. Grab a cigarette full of dice and then we post up. Grab the baddest part to be confined and now we toast up. Black beans with the black on black rims. It's so hooked with the halogenic gleam. She wanna take a spin. It's over. Recession over. Where you been? It's over.
It ain't over. It ain't over. Shout out to everybody on the line. It ain't over. We getting money like we supposed to. Shout out to the 267-591. You've been listening the whole show. I know you ain't press one, but I just opened up your mic. It's overtime. Nobody else can hear you if they called in. We only streaming live. You got to download the show to get this exclusive part that we're in right now. Do you want to say hello, 267-591? No?
Uh-oh,
we got them open. Well, I can't close your mic. Whatever you say is now being recorded.
Gotcha.
But we going in a little bit on overtime.
Don't claim any crime.
Hmm? What you saying?
Don't plan any crimes. Don't talk reckless. You're recorded.
don't talk too reckless. You're being recorded.
Turn your phone off and turn it back on.
Shout out to the caller from the 267 area code. Please check out emotionalreactions.net. Shout out to